How we doing?
How's 40 treating you so far?
You know, I woke up today feeling like I did yesterday morning, the day before that, so it was good. It was nice. So many people came out and wished me a happy birthday, so it was very nice. I had a lot of support, and fun to be on the field. It's where I've been for a long time, so I enjoyed it.
How much do you appreciate the fact that you are 40 and you're on the field doing what you love to do still? So many aren't.
Yeah, I'm really blessed to play with such great teammates and coaches, and you know, to have the opportunity to come out and play every day is something I always cherish. So I've been doing it for a long time, and hopefully that's given me a lot of experience, you know, to do the right thing and help our team in the best way I can. So part of being a veteran player is really helping the younger guys with their learning curve, and working hard to accomplish a lot of things out here as camp goes on. There's a lot of situations. Today was a lot of situations, so it's good to have the experience, and it's still it's still great to have a love for the game and my teammates and my coaches, and it's fun every time I come out here.
Tom, you've been saying that you've been doing this for a long time. How much has the process changed for you to get your body ready for every season?
A lot. You know, I've had to, be smart about, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And, the routine changes because your body changes, and you got to be smart as you get older. And I've been working hard at it for a long time. I got a great regimen, and it's a process for me. But the best part about it is I enjoy what I'm doing. So it never really feels like I'm working at it, because I really love doing it. I love practicing. I love preparing. I love training. Certainly, I love playing. So it's just I'm at a good point. Hopefully, just keep it going.
What is it about practice? There's a lot of guys who come out here and they probably play better than they practice. What is it about practice that you enjoy so much?
Well, I think it's just you're always working on things to try to get better and improve. And I think part of this game is when you can see yourself making improvements, you really, you work on certain things. And that requires discipline. It requires, work ethic. And then when you see it pay off in a positive way, you want to keep doing those things that reinforce what you're doing. So, I'm always trying to find different things to improve on. You evaluate over the course of a season, and a lot of it, sometimes you go backwards a little bit. You get new players, you're working on new things, there's new scheme stuff, other teams have gotten better, so you got to continue to involve your game. So you just keep working hard at the things that A, you're good at, B, the things you need work at, and then C, collectively that your team needs to do. And I think that's part of the process that we work hard at every year.
Tom, it's been a while since reporters have had a chance to ask you questions like this, actually the day after the Super Bowl, I think.
Is that how long?
It's been a while. It's been like 178 days or something.
Oh, man.
a lot has happened.
Yep.
From that time. And one of the big stories, which I know you're aware of, was when Giselle was on TV and said, Tom had a concussion last year.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
I don't want to get into, things that happened in my past, certainly medical history and so forth. I really don't think that's anybody's business. So, what happened last year and, I'm focused on this year and improving and working on things I need to get better at. So that's how I approach everything. I'm not sitting here worried about last year or 5 years ago. There's other people that do worry about that, my wife or my parents or my sisters or, people that love me and care about me, but, I do the best I can do to come out and be prepared to play and mentally and physically, and, I give the game everything I can.
Tom, there was a CTE study that was released last week, 110 brains out of 111 were found to have some form of CTE. Just curious, do you pay attention to that, and how much have you looked into that issue of CTE?
Well, I think, you're not blind to it as a player. That's why I believe in so much of being proactive with your health. I think when you're a player and, you see other players before you that did things a certain way and what's, transpired with their health or well-being, and then you learn from it. I think that's the things that I've tried to really incorporate in my own life. So I'm confident in what I do. I'm confident in the things that I do and the ways I train. But it's a contact sport, and I think we all understand that. And there's a lot of great benefits that football brings you. There's certainly you can be put in harm's way. So you just do the best you can do as a player. And, obviously it's great that there's more awareness for those types of things. That's been a very important topic, certainly. But you just try to be proactive to take care of your body as best way you can.
Tom,
You've been out here 8 days so far this year. How good is this team this year?
Well, there's a lot of talent, and the guys certainly have worked hard, but we're just at the beginning like everybody else. So, you know, the thing about football is you're going to get out of it what you put into it. Nothing's really given to you, and it's very competitive. And, you know, as we saw last year, the margin between winning and losing is very, very small. So anything can happen. There's a long time before, you know, the games are, you know, they start counting in the standings. So there's a lot of improvement we need to make. But it's been fun to come out here and see what the guys, you know, mental toughness and attitude and work ethic's all about. That's, you know, the makeup of the team. That's where your character is built. So we're still at the beginning, you know, but it's been a lot of fun to be out here.
What have you seen from Brandon Cooks, working with him in this short period?
He's been a lot, you know, he's been just, I couldn't say, you know, he's been great. I mean, just so fun to be with, so fun to work with. Comes in every day with a great attitude and wants to work hard and is unselfish and been out here every day practicing and working on different things. And, you know, he and I are building up a rapport, but that takes a lot of time to build. That, you know, that goes all the way through the season. It's one thing to start in camp and, you know, we had our spring camps in August, and then you work through those things all the way through the season. And there's a lot of things that come up in the season that you had never had a chance to practice. So we're working hard at it. I mean, we're talking about things. There's, you know, a lot of things that go on to try to improve the learning curve. But, you know, he's just been – he's so much fun to be around. He really adds to a great group of other receivers that I've been fortunate to play with for a long time.
And similarly, Tom, how important is training camp in building that chemistry between you and some new receivers like Brandon?
Extremely important. I mean, there's no way to – you know, everything we do is to come out here and practice. I mean, everything you do in the off season for training and workouts and rest and recovery is to come out and prove it on the field. So – you know, you can't get better by not doing anything. I mean, at least that's not what I believe. So I believe you have to be really, you know, active with your training. You have to go run the reps. You have to learn from mistakes. There's certainly mistakes that are going to happen. Who turned that on? I feel like I'm shouting. But, yeah, I mean, you go through these reps and, you know, a lot of times they're wrong and you got to correct them. So it's just a process of trying it, seeing if it works, reevaluate and trying to do it better, and then try to get through as many of those things as possible before the games actually start counting the standings.
Tom, what did you think of that catch by Brandon Cooks in the corner and just your connection with him in general? If you think?
Yeah, that was a great catch. You know, I tried to draw him off sides and we got him, so it was kind of a free play. And I think, you know, I've seen some other teams do that. And, you know, to make a whatever 50-yard play or however far that was a big play. But those are the kind of plays we need. You know, I think that's if we can build those things into our offense and make some of those down-the-field plays, that – you know, that takes more pressure off other parts of the offense. And certainly when guys are making plays that far down the field, they got to cover it and they got to respect it. And then, you know, I've always said I try to throw it where they're not. So if they're deep, you throw it short. If they're short, you throw it deep. If they're outside, you throw it inside. You try to throw it where they're not. So that was, you know, a great example today of what we're trying to do.
Tom, earlier this year, Robert Kraft said the owners' meetings, he hoped you play until you're, you know, in your 50s. Do you have a general idea how long you keep wanting to do this, how long you want to keep grinding and playing?
He said the 50s?
He said 50s?
I don't think I've even said the 50s. Maybe once. You know, I just love doing it. So, again, I've never thought about not playing. So, at least till my mid-40s, I said. So that's a pretty good goal in and of itself. And then we'll see when I get there. You know, but it's been so fun. Football's been such a rewarding part of my life. And, you know, I fell in love with the game when I was young, and I'm still in love with it today. It was my, you know, outside of my family, my first love. And to get here and come out and play with the teammates that I do and the coaches and represent this team and organization has been a dream come true. So, you know, I'm a long ways from California, but, you know, I made this my home, and you know, I love coming out here and practicing and getting ready to play.
Hey, Tom, Coldplay's playing tonight. Do you take in any of the madness, or you get the hell out of here?
They're one of my favorite bands, so it's pretty convenient tonight. So I think I might try to sneak out there. So I'd like to be out there. I think we got meetings to a certain point, but after that, I'd love to see it.
Any of your teammates surprised you yesterday?
Yeah, I had a lot. You know, it was really it was fun. You know, I think I've been, you know, so many of these guys are so young. You know, it's been, you know, they keep me young too. So, I got a nice birthday cake from Jimmy and Jacoby. Jacoby wrote old on it as my age. So they certainly have a lot of fun. But I had so many people that, you know, sent me notes, and it was very, very thoughtful.
Tom, have you talked to any guys who played into their 40s, quarterbacks specifically, like Brett? And if so, have they given you any kind of advice about the way to maximize your career?
Yeah, I've become, you know, friends with Brett. Brian Daboll coached him at the Jets and became friends, and you know, Brian Daboll was here, and Brett and I found a way to connect through Brian, and he's been someone that I've always talked to, so I really enjoy it. He's, you know, I just loved his style, admired him for so long. We talked about certain things, but yeah, I mean, he was incredible, you know, playing as an older quarterback, and he still had a great love for the game. So he was just, he was a phenomenal player. I always looked up to him.
Tom, looking back at this past year, since we last saw you, you were very emotional at the Super Bowl. Now, looking back on it, what did that mean to you? What did that comeback mean to you? And also, what did it mean to you and your family, too, for, you know, you're so close with your family, having gone through so
much? Yeah, it was a, I think it's rewarding, you know, for me, but for our entire team. You know, I think a lot of guys make a big commitment to play. And, you know, we talked about some of the inherent risks in football. I think there's a big sacrifice your family makes as well. You know, to get to this point takes a lot of people helping you along the way. And it's a lot of support. You know, my wife takes care of our home, you know, in a great way that allows me the, you know, space to come out here and really play free, not having to worry about certain things. My family, you know, my parents have traveled from the West Coast to the East Coast, which is not an easy flight, you know, for, you know, 18 years, and then going back to college for 23 years. You know, my sisters come out here. My sister, youngest sister, moved out here to help me when I was younger and still lives out here. It just takes a lot of people, and you can't, you know, you can't play in your 18th year without a lot of people supporting you and loving you, and, you know, whether that's mentors or whether that's people that, you know, just take care of things in your life that you couldn't possibly take care of because of the commitment that you're making to this sport. So, when it all pays off for us with winning and Super Bowls, it makes it very magical. And, you know, we have a chance to celebrate that for the rest of our life. You know, you think about that in the big picture, and then, you know, you keep it focused on the short term and the obligations that you have to this team and what they're asking me to do, and for the new players, what they expect of me. And, you know, you got to start that commitment fresh every year.
So, guys, let's take one more.
After parade, we threw the over.
He did good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. He's always had a good arm.
All right.
Brian said he switched to your training regimen this offseason. What kind of conversations did you guys have when you made that switch?
You know, a lot. I've talked to, you know, a lot of different players, and Gronk's really worked hard. So, you know, he's gotten older, and I'm proud of him for, you know, the effort that he's put in this offseason. He always puts in a lot of effort. You know, he's got a great work ethic, so hopefully it really pays off for him. Again, it's a contact sport, and you got to prepare yourself as best you can for what we're about to face. And we put ourselves in harm's way a lot. And, you know, to me, you've got to be proactive about how you condition your body to be prepared for that. And, you know, he's done a great job of that. So, as have a lot of guys. And, you know, hopefully we can make it a great season.
Yeah, Tom, do you kind of view yourself as a Pied Piper for explaining your regimen, not only with your teammates, but other guys around the league, too?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people ask me, you know, when you get to be my age, hopefully I've gained some wisdom in the things that I've done. I've tried a lot of things. They haven't worked. You know, I've tried a lot of things. They worked. And then you build on the things that work, and then you throw away things that don't work. And, you know, I feel like I know what to do. I've had a lot of experience at doing it, and it's paid off for me. You know, I've really enjoyed the sport. I don't wake up with pain. You know, I come out and play a game and keep working on things that I want to improve at, you know, every year, and it's been a lot of fun for me. So, you know, hopefully I can share that with a lot of people. It'd be great to, you know, pass on that wisdom. That's, I feel that's part of my responsibility as a player to do that to other players who may want to seek the same thing. So it's been a really enjoyable part of my career. So thank you guys.
Thanks.